Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Jindal Saw Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Singh from PhillipCapital. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Singh.
Good evening, everyone. I welcome you on behalf of PhillipCapital and Jindal Saw for Jindal Saw's Q2 FY23 conference call. From management side today we have with us Mr. Neeraj Kumar, Group CEO and Whole-time Director, Mr. Vinay Gupta, President and Head Treasury, and Mr. Narendra Mantri, President, Head Commercial and CFO. Without taking any more time, I would hand over the call to Mr. Neeraj Kumar for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, friends. On Friday, we finished our board meeting for the half-yearly results. As all of you would have seen on the numbers, just to reiterate some of the high-level numbers. Top line for the quarter, 3,367 crores as compared to 3,019 in the Q1 and 2,571 in the Q2 last year, which is essentially a 12% growth on trailing and 31% growth on year-to-year. EBITDA, 301 as opposed to 255 for Q1 and 380 for Q2 last year. Going down, PBT, 81 as opposed to 37, which was 196 Q2 last year. Let me just also give you some highlights of the consolidated numbers. Q2 consolidated numbers, 4,067 as compared to 3,510 Q1, 3,005 last year Q2. EBITDA, 355 as compared to 271, as compared 410 Q2 last year. PBT, 89 as compared to 1 for Q1 and 179 for Q2. Now, if you just look at these numbers, I'll just hold on there. If you look at just these numbers, what does this indicate? A, top line has begun to grow and looks like we are entering a phase of very good business, which gets corroborated by the order book, which is at an all-time high of $1.3 billion. The business is now growing. If you now analyze the way the EBITDA is.
Hello.
My raw material consumption is, then the high cost inventory that we had on our books has more or less finished. Now we have the benefit of a good business And my inventory would be more moderately priced. And therefore, we are entering a phase where my H2 should be better than H1. And based on the visibility that we have on our order book, the geopolitics, the demand supply, probably the next 12 to 18 months should be very, very good for us. Looking at one or two other numbers, finance cost 126 as opposed to 131 Q1 and 89 last year Q2. Out of this 126, the contribution of the foreign exchange fluctuation, as you know, of late, the rupee has become very volatile, and at one point of time, it even touched 83 to a dollar. The impact is almost 25-26 crores. Out of this 126 is only on account of foreign exchange fluctuation. Part of it is crystallized, and the part of it, I would say, is more of a mark-to-market, and therefore, as now rupee is recovering, we may have an opportunity to recoup some of these losses that we have presented in this 126. The second important thing that I would like you to look at is my consolidated numbers. As we have been saying, that the company is very focused, the group is focused on our realignment restructuring plan, where now it is Jindal Saw Limited. At present, we have one subsidiary, GITF, which we want to see how we can take that forward. And then we have the stream of Abu Dhabi plus a stream for US. But those two also have started contributing positively. Primarily, I would request your attention on the Abu Dhabi facility, which has started contributing to a positive EBITDA. You all know now it is a 100% subsidiary, and therefore is fully consolidated, and the contribution is good. The outlook is encouraging. So this year result, we are hopeful in terms of tonnage would be better than last year. Maybe on the EBITDA, there would be a slight here and there because of the raw material price fluctuation. But otherwise, going forward, we have a very healthy order book. And therefore, the consolidated results as well gives a very good trend and a good trajectory looking forward 18 to 24 months. Let's now look at the other important factor which has been a concern for many years, our debt position. On a turnover, a profit of all that we have indicated, our long-term debt today stands at a little less or around 1200 crores, working capital 3000 crores. So the total debt on the books of Jindal Saw is 4100. Looking at consolidated debt, it comes to about 5500. Now if you look at all performance parameters and look at these debt numbers, it would very clearly tell you how well the treasury is managing our debt position. And let me reiterate, working capital or trade finance is very much ingrained in my business cycle. And therefore, sometimes the working capital seems a little high, but it just tracks business. If you will see always, my working capital would track the top line. It would also track if there is a fluctuation in the raw material prices. So we would see the working capital as a percentage or as a parameter towards the end of the year should be far superior to what it was at the beginning of the year and what it is indicated even during, because this result of half year H1. Because going forward, we expect the raw material prices to be stable, and therefore the usage of raw material to get my top line should improve. So that's about the debt position. An important indication on my order book, 1.3 billion. As we have always been saying, we had deliberately kept it down in a very volatile raw material price market. Now, it has almost doubled. Another important aspect, almost 40% of my order book today is exports, which is a good news from an overall demand supply perspective. And in a scenario where rupee is continuously weakening, there is again something that we can expect in terms of getting some more for every dollar that we earn into our top line. The treasury is active. It is looking at all of these very carefully, and they are evolving a hedging mechanism so that with the fluctuation in rupee dollar, wherever we can gain something, we will. Let me reiterate, as a policy, we do not take speculative position. But wherever there is an underlying trade, then the treasury does look at foreign exchange, does look at how it's behaving, and then uses simple statements, simple instruments to try and gain something wherever we can. So the numbers are very healthy, the pipeline is very healthy, and the group companies all over the place, if you see, it looks like after a gap of maybe 2.5 years where we have managed to keep our head low and survive through without any major disruption, without any major issues. Now, it appears we have a good time ahead in terms of the next 18 to 24 months. Now, let me turn my attention on a few other important aspects. Let's look at the outlook. The oil and gas, even though there seems to be some uncertainty on account of the geopolitics, on account of the looming recession, but still, our assessment is that international oil prices would stay at least at a level that it would justify investments in pipelines. In Europe, even if there is a recession, we believe there is likely to be investment because now Europe is firmly moving in the direction of becoming self-reliant or becoming reliant on sources of energy other than Russian. And therefore, it is necessary that they would need pipelines, because so far they were so heavily reliant on the Russian gas through Russian pipelines that even for the alternate sources, whether it is for oil or for gas or for LNG terminals, they will have to do some pipeline, and therefore we are very bullish that Europe, the investment in pipelines would increase even if there is a recessionary situation, because it appears that Europe would follow the policy of not now falling back on Russia on any gas or any oil, even if things improve. The other business which is showing a lot of traction is the seamless and stainless business, primarily because both Russia and Ukraine were suppliers to a very large extent on these two pipes and tubes. Now, with the war, the entire Ukraine supply chain has been disrupted, and going forward, the way Russia has isolated itself, even if the war were to end, unlikely that any of those market would ever go to Russia anytime soon. And therefore, what we are seeing in our stainless and seamless business, that the demand is becoming very healthy. On the supply side or on the internal side, we have moved now the stainless business into a very stable environment, and we are entering into value-added segments, like we are beginning to manufacture now higher grades of stainless steel. We are beginning to manufacture the instrumentation tubes, which are very high value. Obviously, in terms of tonnage, in terms of volume, they are low, but they would give this business a very strong fillip. So the seamless, stainless business, because of Russia, Ukraine, overall demand is likely to give a very good fillip. The topping on the ice for this is the JV. We are now coming very close to the soft launch of the Jindal Hunting joint venture. Is likely to happen definitely in the second half. If everything goes well, maybe by December, January, the soft launch would happen, and we would be servicing the market with premium brand. As already indicated, we have also been able to rope OSI, another US major, who have agreed to transfer the technology for connectors. So that again is going to make this joint venture a center of excellence, only of its kind in this part of the world, with a size range starting from 278 inches going right up to 36. This would be the only facility of this nature and this kind in this part of the world. So, by and large, this would give the stainless and seamless business a good outlook in the near term. Jal Jeevan Mission is now in its very mature state. Elections, general elections are around the corner. So the next 18-24 months, we believe, would see a lot of emphasis on Jal Jeevan Mission on the water grid. And that's good news for DI business. So most of the business segments that we are looking at is showing us a very healthy demand, and we are very ready. We are absolutely ready to take benefit out of that. On pellet, definitely we are showing that as raw material prices stabilize, the margins, the top line, everything from last year on the pellet business has moderated a little bit, but that's absolutely fine by us because that has been more than compensated by the improvement in the pipe business, which is a larger pie for us in the whole scenario. Turning our attention, all of you would have seen, it has also been reported in the newspaper. We are the highest bidder for Sathavahana. We have been talking about this, that we are likely contenders. We are very serious players. We are now awaiting the final nod from NCLT, which we hope is a few weeks away, and then Sathavahana would become a part of Jindal Saw. Once that happens, the South India business of DI market, the Jal Jeevan Mission, would give us a very, very strong positioning and a good pricing to add that. We definitely expect that in the second half, before the year end, there should be a contribution that the Sathavahana business should make to Jindal Saw in the second half. That is what our expectations are. With all of these happening, we expect that the margins that we had pre-COVID and pre this economic turmoil and all of those, I think we should be returning to that by last quarter this year or definitely first quarter next year. The margins should go back to those old days prior to all of these, and maybe even higher, because now we would be entering a lot more value-added segments. If you would have seen our consolidated results, you would have seen an exceptional item of 25 crores as an expense. Now that is the last ship that we had, which was the transloader used for this. We sold that the moment we got an opportunity, because now the NTPC contract period is over. So even though we are under litigation, as you all know, in the High Court for the arbitration award, but since the contract period is over, we are under no obligation to maintain those assets, and therefore we have sold that asset where we had to book a loss of 25, because that was the difference between the WDV and what we received. But it definitely added to the liquidity of the company, and therefore it was, the company thought, or we thought, it was a sensible thing to do rather than spending money maintaining on it. And again, we are very clear that going forward, this is not what our business model would include, and therefore we have sold it and we have booked the loss, which a one-time loss, 25 crores is showing on that account. It appears that I have covered all. I must make a mention that in Saudi Arabia we have a very significant win. We have got a water project contract for the new city that the Prince of Saudi Arabia is building. We would be the supplier of the entire water pipeline. It's a very large project, which will be more than $300 million. We would be supplying the pipes over the next 18 to 24 months. So it's a very short contract, high value contract, is going to help our large diameter pipe business in a major way, because it would give us a continuous campaign, and we are building a very robust supply chain, raw material purchase. So that should be one good news, which is going to stabilize our large diameter market as well. So with these, let me stop here and take some questions.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Pratiksha Daftari from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding order book. If you could give us the visibility in terms of execution period for each of the segments.
Okay. $1.3 billion of order book. Large Daya, as I told you, is largely because of this Saudi Arabia project. We will execute it over the next 18 to 24 months. Seamless pipes, typically 12 weeks to 16 weeks. Ductile iron pipes, typically 9 months to 12 months.
Okay. And how do you see the
profit? Pellets is always on cash basis, means hardly 15 days.
Okay. How do we see the profitability going ahead in the DI segment, considering that we have new supply, incremental supply coming in both west and east region? How do we expect the margins going ahead and also volume growth?
No, you have to please ask your question. DI margins should improve because the raw material prices are becoming very stable in terms of coal, in terms of iron ore. So the margin should definitely improve. But I missed out. You put a caveat in your question about DI. Would you please repeat your question?
No. I just wanted to understand that since we will have incremental supply in the industry because new capacity has come in for both west and the eastern region. So how would that impact us?
No, the demand completely outweighs the incremental supply, and therefore the prices would remain largely stable. In fact, we expect the prices to in fact go up a little bit.
Okay. And how much of our current order book would have price escalation clauses?
Most of the orders now coming out of the major states have a price variation clause. So still, we have some way to go, but now as a matter of policy, with private sector, all the EPCs, we sign contract with PVC, which is the price variation clause, and most of the major states have also accepted now PVC as a norm, because we wanted to make sure that going forward, we don't get into a situation that we were a few years back.
Okay. And regarding this, you mentioned something in the press release about import duty in Saudi Arabia from goods from UAE. So if you could elaborate on that.
So basically, the business got impacted in Saudi Arabia.
They have come up with, a law, Emirati law. If you do not appoint a certain number of Emiratis, then they levy tax in Saudi Arabia for one form or the other. That we have taken care of. Now we have created a manpower supply company where most of the manpower would be stationed, and there we would be employing that minimum number of Emirati people of the relevant category so that they become useful to us, and we would have that sorted out. So that issue which we told you last time about our Abu Dhabi business, that would get sorted out.
And when do we do, so on you know, demand front in UAE in Abu Dhabi, do we expect to come back to the 60,000 tons kind of volume trajectory sometime soon? 60,000 tons.
Quarterly 60.
The volume.
No, when you say quarterly 60, you say 60 means quarterly 60.
Yes, quarterly.
Yeah, 60. The 2.5 lakh. बिल्कुल इस साल भी शायद हम वहाँ पहुँच जाएंगे.
Okay. All right.
मतलब जब आप ये मान के चलो कि हम in under any circumstances 2 lakh के ऊपर तो रहेंगे ही. But we are adding some new capacity, some large dia pipes are beginning. So we would be in that vicinity only.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and congratulations on this intake of this big order in this GCC region of $335 million. So what is the tonnage corresponding to this order of $335 million?
Naomi ka tonnage chahiye aapko?
Yeah, the big order which we have got, and this will be shipped entirely from the Saudi Arabian unit only.
Just one second, I'll try and get you the tonnage. What is it? Saudi what?
So, ये पूरा सऊदी अरेबिया से ही एग्जीक्यूट होगा ये पूरा ऑर्डर?
अरे नहीं, बस ये सऊदी अरेबिया का कॉन्ट्रैक्ट है जो हम 800 इंडिया समागोगा से एग्जीक्यूट करेंगे. इट इज ओवर 2 लाख टन्स.
ओवर 2 लाख, राइट सर. वी हैव आल्सो सीन दैट देयर इज अ सिग्निफिकेंट फॉल इन द ओशन फ्रेट प्राइसेस. So how is that going to impact us? I think so earlier that had a negative impact. So the margins will be boosted because of this. How is that going to shape up?
No, the ocean freight has fallen, but again it is likely to stabilize. क्या होने वाला है कि Americans are now making a distinction that you can import Russian oil but don't use Western services. Means don't use Western maritime, don't use Western insurance. तो उससे क्या impact होने वाला है कि जो ये sharp fall हम देखे थे shipping prices में वो stabilize करेगा, तो don't take that benefit as a huge benefit for a company like Jindal Saw. We definitely are in a stable position where whatever our order book is on export front, we would not have a negative impact because of the sea freight. But will it give us a major fillip? Maybe a few basis points or a 0.5%, not beyond that in at an EBITDA level.
Right. So when you were mentioning that our H2 would be better than H1 in terms of the PBT numbers and also the EBITDA. So last year, I think so post the second wave, impact, our H2 EBITDA numbers were in the vicinity of 690-700 crores. So taking into account the deliverables which we are planning to ship for H2, what should be the likely trajectory of the EBITDA for H2?
No, I am prevented from giving you a number guideline for future.
Okay, but
it will definitely be better. And
हाँ बताइए.
देखो, tonnage भी ज़्यादा करूँगा. Raw material मेरी stabilized हो गई है. And I have a very healthy order book. Beyond that, these guys just say I can't give you any more number guidelines.
Correct, sir. Sir, coming to this consolidation part, sir, when it is truly commendable that earlier, sir, in consolidation we used to bleed, and now it has started reporting positively. But if you could share the mix of the consolidated revenue, sir, of the 727 crores, what is the mota-mota mix between USA and the other parts out of the 700 crore increase in revenue when we look from standalone to consolidated?
See, major contributor is the Gulf now. So all the incremental number on EBITDA is coming from
top line
ki baat kar raha hu, EBITDA ki baat kar raha
hu. Nahi sir, main top line ki baat kar raha hu ki 700 crore se jo apne top line badhti hai, 3316 se 4043 crore ja rahi hai, 727 crore se badh rahi hai, to ye 727 crore ka major component kya hai?
Uska major component bhi again Gulf hi hai. More than 50% or 60% comes from Gulf. The balance gets distributed to USA and IUP and all that. So major component is Gulf. Even in the EBITDA, more than 50% of the incremental EBITDA comes from Abu Dhabi, and which is likely to stay and which may improve. Because we have taken some additional land also in our Abu Dhabi facility. So there is a scope that we may expand. Wahan asal mein, the geopolitical situation is like Iraq seemed to be stable, now suddenly it appears to be unstable. Otherwise, Iraq, we were eyeing some very good business. Abu Dhabi now with the Emirati problem solved, looks like a good business. Europe, again, we are beginning to see some traction. So, थोड़ा सा जियोपॉलिटिक्स में तकलीफ है बट फिर भी वी हैव टेकन सम एडिशनल लैंड एंड वी आर वेरी बुलिश ऑन आर नाउ अबू धाबी फैसिलिटी
बट व्हेन वी लुक एट द गोइंग टू द बॉटम लाइन द मार्जिन जस्ट आर जस्ट क्विज 1% मार्जिन इज देयर व्हेन वी लुक एट कंसोलिडेशन सो वेयर इज द कॉस्ट स्ट्रक्चर प्रॉब्लम दैट इवन ऑन पोस्टिंग रेवेन्यूज ऑफ 700 The bottom line impact at PBT is only to the tune of 8 to 9 crores. What steps are taken to correct this? Or
ये जो half year, जो first half है, because of the raw material prices and again the foreign exchange fluctuation, interest cost, this, that, whatever, is giving you a very skewed figure. And that's why when you reach to the PBT level, it doesn't really give you a very stable picture, or it doesn't give you a very, very representative figure, because it is when you are coming out of a valley. So second half mein tumhare results isme right at the bottom level tak stable nazar aane chahiye.
Sahi baat hai sir. Last two points, sir. Ek to sir, aapne ye jo bhi ship, the sale of ship, what is the gross amount we have received, wherein we have booked loss of this 25 crore?
We have received more than 75 crores.
75 crores. Okay.
Yes.
And lastly, sir, when did we receive this order of $335 million? After the on the board meeting date or when? When have we received?
No, very recently. Last 1 week, everything has been finalized. We have received the signed contract in the last 1 week.
Because generally, customary, what we find that companies receiving orders, whether it is in the LODR norms or not, I'm not completely privy to
the
it.
The answer is, Sanket, it is not in the norm, and we do not have this policy of selective announcing. Because some companies, they announce the wins, but they never announce the losses.
Okay.
So we don't have this selective reporting, which we believe is, in a way, doesn't give the holistic picture. And therefore, we do it on a quarter-to-quarter basis. Because that's a part of our business here. Getting a big order, getting a losing a big order, both of them are a part of our normal business. So we don't do that. And therefore, you would not see such announcements from the PR Jindal group in the stock exchange as a general practice. So unless there is a significant or extraordinary information that we must share with our stakeholders, something which is routine, something which is a part of my everyday business, we do not do it as a matter of practice.
Right. Fine, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask the question. Next question is from the line of Anand from Phillip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. Wonderful set of numbers. One question.
Anand, sorry to interrupt, you are sounding a little distant. May I request you to speak through the handset?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the second half, how much or what is the sense you're getting from the Indian government's point of view, given that our product portfolio caters to the pipes which are very much focused towards Nal Se Jal, the mission, the pet project of the government. So any color on that front, is there any traction you're seeing?
See, Jal Jeevan Mission is now running for this term of the government. The last 2 years, there is a major emphasis. So on the demand side, we are very bullish. With hopefully Satwana now, we are just one step away coming into our fold. We would enhance our supply side both in terms of capacity. It will significantly go up and our reach, because now we would have a very strong foothold in South India where there is very little competition and there is very large demand. So DI business, in fact, in the next 6 to 24 months, should be a major contributor to us in terms of top line profitability, everything. So DI business is actually a significant business for us now. With now this acquisition coming our way, where I just said we are one step away, NCLT has to give its final nod.
And any timeline that you are expecting in the next coming quarter itself? I can't
second guess the court process, but what we are confident that once it is with us, all preparatory work has been done, we should be in the market once we have the NCLT order in our favor. We should be in the market in the next maximum 30 to 45 days.
Thank you. That'll be all from my side.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Neha Jain from Brickworks Ratings. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening all. Sir, I would like to know that you said your inventory costs would be coming down. Now, as on 30th September 2022, we still have an odd inventory holding of ₹3,759 crores. So how much of this would be the raw material cost and other things? If you can give a breakup for that.
I would not have the exact breakup in front of me, but even if the raw materials are there, the high cost raw material which we had purchased during those very volatile coke and iron ore prices, they have mostly been consumed. So we would have raw material, but they would be moderately valued, and therefore going forward, my EBITDA margin would get restored.
If you can please quantify in terms of price movements for cooking coal.
See, Rajiv is here. Since I don't have the exact number in front of me, I would not like to second guess. Rajiv is taking notes. So Neha from Brickworks, right?
Right, sir.
He will reach out to you and will give you a complete breakup of the inventory.
Not an issue, sir. My third question would be with respect to the Sathavahana project. Congratulations for being the highest bidder. So far, as per my knowledge on the public domain, we have bidded for 530 crores, right, sir?
Let the entire order come. Again, let's not talk numbers because since it is in NCLT and NCLT has asked a few questions about government dues, this, that, whatever, the final number may change a little bit. But whatever has been reported in the Economic Times is as a ballpark figure, I think you should be taking it for the purpose of investment, etc.
Right. And what would be the sources of finance? Just in, I mean, I understand there is no concrete figure with us as of now.
Finance would be, we have enough lines. Today you see the long-term debt on balance sheet of Jindal Saw is 1200 crores.
Right,
sir. On a net worth of over 6,000 crores and on a top line of 3,000 crores in one quarter. So the borrowing capacity of Jindal Saw balance sheet is huge. The internal accruals is huge. So to fund an acquisition like this is not very difficult, just mere on the basis of Jindal Saw balance sheet.
Right. Thank you, sir. That will be all from my end.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Chanda from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. You know, my question was actually on the debt profile of the company. You know, while you say the long-term debt is, the long-term debt is roughly 1,600 crores as on September 30. The total consolidated debt relative to the scale of the operations, how do you as management intend to bring this down? So this number is now close to 4,836 crores. Is there any reasonable scope to bring the consolidated debt number of the company down? That is the first question. Second is, how much portion of this is foreign currency debt? Because as long as you have foreign currency debt, these quarterly, you know, fluctuations on gain or loss on foreign currency loan will keep continuing. Someday you may have a loss, someday you may have a gain. That's fair. But, you know, this is a recurring, you know, trouble point, so to say, for the company, which will keep continuing as long as there is a large amount of foreign currency debt on the books. So how do you see these two points playing out on the debt side?
Okay. Let's look at now the total debt that you talked about, 1,639, out of which 1,195 is the net debt on JSAW balance sheet. This has got zero foreign currency debt. The balance 445 crores. Again, if you go to the respective countries and currencies, then all of them are domestic. But in terms of, if you look at 1639 and look at how much is Indian rupee denominated and foreign currency denominated, then 445 would be the foreign currency denominated debt. But please note, in their respective countries like US or UAE, they are all domestic currency debt. So in a manner of speaking, practical speaking, there is zero foreign currency debt in 1,639. Now let's turn our attention to 3,197, which is the working capital debt. 2,911 is the domestic debt that has a component of packing credit, foreign currency credit, some LC, and some money to finance the foreign currency receivables. The exact breakup, again, it's a dynamic situation. To the extent that you have a domestic versus export business, this would fluctuate. And it's a very, very dynamic situation. Now, to answer your overall question, that do we have any plans to bring this down? Please appreciate, as I have been reiterating, out of which 3197 is actually a, which is a working capital debt, is actually an indicator of my business activity. So if I have, if I try to bring down this 3197, it will be contra, or it will be opposite to my trade finance support to my business, and therefore that's unlikely. Second, the 1639, in our opinion, is already a very reasonable level of debt looking at my other business parameters, but they would get repaid as and when they are due. Because if you recall, there was a lot of effort from the treasury team to correct the maturity profile of my long-term debt to conserve cash. And we continue to follow that policy. We do not want to accelerate these debt payments because we believe conserving cash also is an important aspect of business. So debt profile, do we want to accelerate any repayments? The answer is no. We believe it's well managed, it's reasonable, and it should stay that way. The treasury also works very minutely to manage our working capital cost. And that's why this mix of foreign currency versus domestic working capital loan, use of LC, etc., comes into play, because we always like to keep the weighted average cost of capital as low as possible, so that even on this kind of a utilization, you can see if you remove the foreign currency fluctuation of 26 crores, the financial expenses for the company would be in the vicinity of 100 crores on a standalone basis.
Understood. So there won't be any scope even on the working capital debt to reduce this number of broadly 3200 crores on a consolidated level. In fact, as the scale of operations of the company go up, as you're seeing in the next couple of years, this number should only increase then, the working capital debt. Is that right?
No, are you talking about aggregate? Are you talking about as a percentage?
No, as an aggregate. So as an aggregate,
As an aggregate, if I am telling you that my business is going to grow, then as an aggregate, there could be minor correction, because now I would be paying a little less for every ton of raw material. But that's a percentage improvement.
Right.
But if you are looking at, is my raw material consumption going to go up? The answer is yes.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's completely linked. So therefore, as a percentage to my top line, as a percentage to weightage, there would definitely be improvement as there is an improvement in the raw material prices. But if you are asking me that my turnover will touch 15,000 crores, but would my aggregate debt come below 4,100 or 4,400 or whatever that it is? The answer is unlikely, because then it becomes counterproductive to use of trade finance to support my business.
Sure. So maybe I need to compare this number with your peers, you know, how efficient or inefficient
Please
is this number. So maybe I need to do that, actually, to compare it with your peers on their scale of operations, how much of that is getting funded through...
And I would encourage you, share the numbers, because if there is any learning for us, we would definitely take it.
Perfect.
So Rajiv Goel would be very happy to engage with you on this.
Perfect. Great. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, we will take the last question from the line of Pankaj Bhavare from FN Asset. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah. Please
yes,
go ahead.
Sir, since we are a pipe maker and the whole world is going towards green energy, that especially the hydrogen energy. Is there any scope for us to come up with some value-added products which would both benefit us as a product maker and also would be where we'll be participating in this green revolution, energy revolution?
Okay. Two things. Value-added product, as I told you, that is our constant endeavor. In every business segment, we want to answer your specific question, hydrogen, we are working on making sure that our seamless pipes or stainless pipes are capable of transporting hydrogen. So that in the short term, it can be used on those hydrogen containers for the ships, and long term it can actually be used for transportation of hydrogen. So hydrogen is one, transportation is one thing that is very much on our radar, and we are working to develop that product in our portfolio ASAP.
Can we have any, given that there are lot many players in this sunrise industry, so by when can we see any such products launched from our side?
Very hard to put a number, because we yet do not have even a good handle on when actually the hydrogen transportation would become a need on a commercial basis. Because at this point of time, hydrogen being used only in cars, etc., are more like a experimental, and yet, so hydrogen and especially green and grey hydrogen to become absolutely commercial commodity, we still are a little further away. But we are developing those products. Very difficult to give you a precise, quarter or a month on it. But it should happen soon.
Sure, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vikash Singh for closing comments.
Hey everyone, on behalf of PhillipCapital, I would like to thank Jindal Saw Management for giving us the opportunity to host them for the con call. Over to you, sir, for any closing comment.
I need to thank everybody, thank my investors. As we have been saying on the last few quarterly calls, that please be patient. Our time is likely to come. It looks like now we are on the cusp, and from here on we have a visibility where the next 18-24 months for us should be good, and it should put us into a different pedestal, because by then there are other activities which are taking place in terms of corporate reorganization, M&A activity, capacity expansion, product development, value addition. So now, for the next 18 months to 24 months, we will get the traction of a good market, and we believe that we would transition into a different era for Jindal Saw on terms of all of those, or a combined positive impact of all the other activities that we have just listed. So I need to thank my investors. I really appreciate. They have been patient. The market cap is not reflecting our fundamentals, but we also have a firm belief that it may take some time, but now market should start looking at us in a different manner. Hopefully we should get this NTPC out of our way soon. because we also understand that that is putting a lot of weight on our market cap, and hopefully we should get that soon, get out of our way soon, and then I'm sure there would be a lot to cheer about. We as a company, investors, and all stakeholders around. So with that, hope, thank you very much, and see you next quarter. Bye.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Phillip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.